You are listening to Spot 127 Project Freedom, a collection of podcasts on expressions of freedom in the United States. In this series, Arizona youth discuss a variety of topics that stem from discussions with Dr. Wanda Tucker, Rio Salado's Faculty Chair of Psychology, Philosophy, and Religious Studies. These stories are brought with support from the Maximus Foundation.
Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Ariana Cordova. With my co-host, Laura, we are here today with our guests, Ashley and Aaliyah. Today we're here at Spot 127 talking about internal freedoms, specifically on the topic of self-imprisonment. We'll be looking at teens' experiences with this and how they see it in their everyday lives. So tell me, how do you guys define self-imprisonment in terms of internal freedom?
I would define self-imprisonment as not letting yourself accomplish or be who you are.
I define self-imprisonment as a way to limit yourself and not reach your full potential.
What do you guys think are some forms of self-imprisonment?
Some forms of self-imprisonment would be depression or anorexia.
I believe that the biggest one is depression.
And in terms of all that, self-imprisonment, according to selfesteemschool.com and selfgrowth.com, it quotes, "Estimate around 50 million Americans suffer from a diagnosable mental disorder in any given year, ranging from depression to eating disorders." So, do you guys have any experience with self-imprisonment or know anyone who has?
I only know someone who has experienced self-imprisonment.
I myself haven't experienced self-imprisonment.
Can you tell us how this affected you or influenced you?
It truly affected me in terms of how to socialize with people and even my own family. I was always by myself.
How long did you or someone else experience this for?
I experienced this for 2 years.
The person that I know that has experience, from what I know, I want to say they're 2 to 3 years.
Do you think domestic violence can lead to or cause self-imprisonment?
I believe that domestic violence can lead to self-imprisonment because the abuser can manipulate the victim in thinking the way that they want them to, and cause them to feel as though they are trapped, they don't have anyone to go to, or they feel like they can't go to anyone.
I do believe that domestic violence can lead to self-imprisonment because the person that you believe loves you the most, and when they either mentally or physically abuse you, you start to believe their verbal assaults and you feel less worthy, causing you to bring you down.
So, do you think restrictions are a form of self-imprisonment?
For my restrictions, I feel like it is my self-imprisonment because I am not letting myself fully reach to my potential. I restrict from accomplishing what I know I can do and what I can show others.
I do believe that my restrictions are a form of self-imprisonment because I'm not allowing myself to reach my full potential. And it just causes me to not find out what I truly love.
Do you think that we are free internally if the society we live in has made us adapt our internal thoughts and emotions to restrict ourselves?
I would think that we are internally free because we can choose whether or not we want to be viewed as society wants us to be viewed. But however, that can pressure someone, so it could make them feel as though they aren't freely internal.
If our society has caused us to adapt to our thoughts and emotions to that society, then we aren't truly internally free, because society is controlling us and not allowing us to be ourselves. So I don't think we are actually truly free until we break the barrier between society and our own mental processes.
So what do you think it takes to break that mental barrier, as you stated before?
I personally think that it takes a lot of strength and a lot of, you have to know yourself in order to break that barrier and be yourself and show others that being yourself is not a bad thing.
I think what it takes to break those barriers is, as you said, you have to know who you are, and like, you just have to know what you are going to do and how you're going to do it.
So do you think that for people who have struggled long times with depression or have lived with this self-imprisonment their whole lives, do you think that they're living to their fullest potential, or that they're missing out on something because they've imprisoned themselves in their own little world?
Well, with people with depression, I feel like they aren't feeling their full potential because from what I know, they kind of exclude themselves, or no, not, yeah, or isolate themselves from others, because it's not that they want to be alone, but they feel as though they are alone, so that may have them feel like they can't associate with others, and then that could lead to them not letting other people know who they are. And for themselves, if all they are is depressed.
I believe that people that have lived with depression do restrict themselves, because when you're depressed, you let go of opportunities. Good opportunities that are thrown at you, and you just neglect them because you believe you can't reach them yourself, or that you can't do it, and just start thinking negative, when and truly it's all in your mind that you can't do anything. You just have to overcome it.
I agree. Well, that's all we have for today. I'd like to thank all my guests for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
For Spot 127, I'm Ariana Cordova.
And I'm Laura Lozano.
This has been a presentation from Spot 127 Project Freedom, brought to you in partnership with the Rio Salado College and the Maximus Foundation.